RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Bonjour.
It is a Wednesday, holiday Wednesday.
It
is. Still part of the long weekend.
It is.
So hopefully you guys are enjoying your little break. Tomorrow is like your Monday.
But like, it's basically a Monday and a Tuesday, and then you go on a weekend again.
That's the great thing. It's like your Monday is a Thursday. That's amazing.
Fantastic.
Okay, so today we do have a top 10 for you. Courtesy of Yule Jim Jin. Yule Jim wanted us to do the top 10. Hashtag the OC in me.
This is up your alley.
Up my alley. Actually, you know what? Even people who don't consider themselves OC have that little streak.
Have OC traits.
You do have like, OC traits.
For example, I am not OC.
Okay.
But I'm a collector.
That is a symptom.
Yeah.
Yeah, collecting.
But it's only for one particular thing.
That's true, though.
Right. So
it manifests in many ways. There are according to my the way I understand it, there are two kinds: washers and checkers.
Hmm.
Like when you check if the light was on, and then you check it again, and then you check it again. Washers are like, parang the neat freaks, the clean freaks.
Mm.
Considered na under washer yung when you see things, gusto mo iayos. That's part of it. And that's also part of checking. So I guess those are the general, parang, what do you call it?
Traits.
Versions. Of obsessive compulsive
disorder.
So, for example, the OC in me, I color code my outfits per week. Kung blue, dapat puro blue the entire week. Para walang hawa-hawa pag nilabhan. So
it has to do with the laundry.
The laundry and also the whole pag blue ako this week, kailangan blue the
entire week. It has to be blue the entire week.
Yeah, so it satisfies a lot of, it ticks a lot of the boxes of OCD.
So this is like a checker.
A checker, yeah. And another example, the OC in me, whenever I see a billboard or even just a photo online, I immediately think of ways of how to improve the layout or the lighting or the font or the casting choices. When you hover over people, it is a form of OCD. Yung parang wala namang kinalaman sa iyo yung billboard. It's not even your job. But you start checking all the, ay mali yung ganito, ay mali yung ganito.
You start seeing so many different things.
Everything.
All that is wrong with the world.
Exactly.
But I do have friends like that. And they can't help themselves. They're not doing it to shade anyone. It's just
true.
Pardon.
Parang it's just it's their DNA. It's in their DNA.
It's like people who have backseat drivers telling them what to do.
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah.
Another example, the OC in me. Sometimes I wake up at 2 a.m. with an uncontrollable urge to clean the entire house.
Oh my gosh.
That's a thing.
That's peak levels.
And imagine 2 a.m. vacuuming, dusting.
Hey, I had an
when it hits you, it hits you.
I had an ex with a mother like this.
Yeah.
Like full on.
True.
Out of nowhere. Like, it's been cleaned.
Kasi di ba merong time for cleaning, but when they do it at the weirdest, like the time when you should be asleep, But then when it hits you, it's almost like an addiction.
Yeah.
You're not really in control of what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And another example, the OC and me, I once drove back from my office in Makati to my house in QC just to check if I really turned off my lights. This will drive me nuts. I mean, to be honest, I'm getting better. But, yeah.
Have there been moments?
In the past, more of in the past. Now it's more like, so it's on. So I left it on. So what? So, but before,
well,
yeah,
good
I, can,
for you.
I can really imagine.
Because then for me, there was one time we kept the lights on for days on end.
Right.
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Maybe I'll get...
But I didn't know it was on.
Oh, then that's different. You know, that is different. What's weird is...
Because I forgot to turn it off.
If you have an idea that it might have been left turned on, then that will drive me nuts. Yung kunyari, yung parang like... Let's say somebody went back to get something. And it's like, did you turn off the lights? I'm not so sure. Pag ganon yun, that will drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
One last, the OC and me, I sometimes go to the grocery or the bookstore para lang ayusin yung pagkakapantay-pantay ng mga products sa shelves. It's like, it's therapeutic. It's like, oh, the cans of, the canned corns aren't all like in line. Oh,
I love it.
The nonfiction books are not, you know, in a perfect straight line. Let me do that for you. Yeah. So, you know what? There are many versions of this. I'm sure you have one. Tell us all about it. Send in your entries over to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag the OC and me in all your posts.
And today is Riot Wednesday. We're playing songs from the 2000s and 2010s up until 7 a.m.
Yes.
But from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., you can send in your requests because we're going to be playing some OPM Riot songs that go all the way back to the 90s. You know, I think we have some 80s songs as well. But request your favorite songs and we'll play it for you. Only here on The Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for some hashtag tea over coffee. I just listened to Pumped Up Kicks again for the first time in a while. It's so dark, no?
Yeah, it is very much.
It's not like what a school shooting.
It is.
It's hardcore. Yeah. But, I mean, it leaves you with such a like, happy taste. It has such like, a good vibe to it.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Anyway.
It is.
Let's get to our tea over coffee. Louise Tomlinson addresses a conspiracy that he had a romance with Harry Styles. He basically said, I realized this so many years ago. There's nothing I can say or do to dispel the believers of that conspiracy. They're so intertwined with what they believe to be the truth now that they won't actually see the truth for what it is. It does irritate me a little bit, but it's just kind of nature of the job. I suppose. It's true.
Chismes is everywhere. I mean, you know what? Like, you're on top of the world. People will always do this. It's even worse in some groups. Remember, like, at the peak of BTS, people, like, it's, you know, they would collect the quote-unquote sweet moments of... But of course, for them, you know, like, the ARMY would never think that they're together. But more like...
They ship.
Nila na pair.
It's a ship, yeah.
And because about the Koreans, they have this skinship. They call it skinship, I think. Yung parang they're very touchy.
Yeah.
Not in a romantic way, but more like if you're close, if you're friends, they hug each other. They even hold hands. So they collect kung sino yung gusto nilang pair. So it happens. I mean, you know what? If it isn't true, then it shouldn't really annoy you.
That's true.
You know, it's like you just go like, oh, ha, it's not true. End of story.
Yeah.
You don't have to get too much into it unless it affects... Okay. I take exception with, for example, you're a married celebrity and then let's say biglang may chismis na it's you and your leading lady in your latest movie. That needs to be addressed because you're married, you know, and you don't want people or your wife specifically to be thinking you're having an affair. You know?
Exactly. Okay, so in other news, is Lady Gaga bride-to-be? Yes. They are saying that she is dating Michael Polanski and was spotted wearing a massive diamond ring on that finger while out and about in West Hollywood. And there are photos to prove it. And basically, she has been quoted to have said, together and going strong and content with where things are at and in their very happy romance. So, hindi na siya bad romance.
Why not? Yeah, you know what? We're going to be very happy for her if ever it's true.
Yeah, because she...
And I'm sure she'll announce it.
Diba, she's been in a couple of engagements which fell through. Taylor Kinney and Christian Carino. But now she is with Michael Polanski.
Well, congratulations how that if goes. It's true.
If it's true.
We'll find out.
We'll find out soon enough. Anyway, there you go. That was her hashtag, tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X. Only on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Oh yes, let's say good morning to these texters. Elmer Velasco, good morning to Farmer Sanchez and Renz as well. We have Melvin who says, good morning TMR, requesting for something. We'll see what we can do about your song. Hello to Japat. Good midnight from Stockholm. Arlene also says good morning. Juice Blank, thanks again for yesterday's HH from MI.
Yes, it was actually so good.
Thanks to Hody H and Butter Baby for picking them up. Yes, indeed. Thank you.
That was amazing.
Hello to so Mark Cuenca. And anong kayang blind items ngayon sa TMR? That's the question. Hello to Bianca. Santiago and Justin Sayana. We have Hody H locked in. Edrickens, Joy, and hi to Jerome. Good morning to, okay, a lot of names. Good morning to Ronaldo Quino as well. You know what? I had a dream last night. A weird, I promised myself I would Chico Misterioso yeah. this before I forget. I don't know if, I'm pretty sure it was because of the thing I was watching yesterday.
Okay.
But I dreamt that I adopted a dog.
A dog?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can still literally picture the dog that I adopted.
In what my breed head. Was it?
Like a hairy chihuahua.
But you know what? I think you...
But like bigger than usual and like older.
I think yung mga ganyan, yung wala namang context. Like literally just adopted a dog. Baka nga it was something you were watching.
Kasi I was watching this new Colin Farrell show. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's called Sugar.
Okay.
It's para siyang private investigator.
And he has a dog.
Not really, but he comes across this like homeless man. Tapos parang mabait kasi siya, so he wanted to help the homeless man. Tapos may dog yung homeless man. Alam mo yung binigyan ng money, you know, and then like instead of it helping the homeless dude, nagbisyo ulit.
Oh, okay.
And then like he found the dog, ganyan. Tapos parang, and then he was kind of left with no choice but to just adopt the dog.
Ay, yun na nga yun. So it's not really like, you know what I mean?
Walang meaning like, kasi.
I don't think there's meaning.
Parang na ano lang, natatak lang siya sa, but you know, in case may meaning, ano kayang meaning ng adopting a dog?
Or something about a responsibility.
Maybe.
Right? Kasi parang, di ba, like, it's not like you've never wanted a dog. It's more like the thing that's stopping you usually is the fact that you just feel like it's going to take up so much of your time.
Parang perfect yung dream ko given the task that I was tackling yesterday.
Yeah. No, see, like, maybe it's something like that.
Maybe, because I started decluttering. Siguro mga 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Best believe I was in the middle of like an entire pile by like 11:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung when you declutter and then you take on too much.
Yes.
Without realizing na, wait lang. Baka hindi natin kaya. Ganon. Nandun ako sa point na parang, what did I even do? Right? Why did I get started on this? And now, like, I don't have enough time to sleep. I don't have enough time to finish it. So, basically, yeah, my place is still a mess when I left it. Kasi nga.
Yeah. So, it's maybe that. Maybe it's like a carryover of what you watched.
And
the idea that, you know, that...
How am I going to finish?
Yeah. Or that at least, like, I'm ready. I'm ready to finish it. Siguro medyo may ganun.
Wow.
I have no idea.
I hope so. That's the goal. I hope I finish it today. But anyway, that's it for greets.
Okay. So we've got our top 10 for today. We are thanking Yuljimjin for the topic. Hashtag the OC and me.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're currently trending number 2 in the Philippines. Okay, so let's start off with, let me just check here, with Maxim De Winter.
Number 10.
There was a time na gusto ko laging same color yung shirt and sapatos ko. Well, there was a time kasi uso yun.
Matchy-matchy.
Pero diba, like after a while then, that kind of fell out of favor.
Quite the opposite.
Ano lang, I think tas babalik din naman.
Well,
you know, with fashion, that's how it works.
I mean, I have a thing for matchy-matchy, but not like my shirt and my shoes. Like, it just has to tie together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, something has to be quite a little bit. Like, kunyari, I'm wearing, let's say, pink shoes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to be wearing anything pink, but like, I'll wear a headband with a pink accent.
Something like that. Para lang just to tie it together.
Yes.
And coming from Rice Baby.
Number 9.
Still a bit connected to Maxim's entry. Kailangan magkakulay ang panty, bra, at medyas ko. Or else, buong araw hindi ako mapakali.
Alam mo, I know some people who do that. Ang reasoning nila, in case something happens to them.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, kunyari, bigla kang, I don't know, knock on wood, you get into an accident. Tas yung parang... kailangan kang i-surgery. Alam mo yung, syempre, huhubarin yung clothes.
No, I get panty bra. But I don't know why medyas has to be part of that.
I guess if you're extra, sama mo na yung socks.
I guess. Because it's kind of weird. No, I do get it though. The whole panty bra thing that, syempre, kung white yung bra, gusto mo white din yung
panty. Alam mo, Maxim, ba't mo pinaalala yung medyas? Naalala ko tuloy yung dilemma ko kahapon while I was buried in socks. Alam mo yung,
yeah.
Ang dami kong lonely socks.
Oh!
The ones na wala na yung partner.
Oh, I throw those away.
No, I just realized kasi nga major declutter. Yeah. So I was like, oh my gosh! Where are these pairs? Bigla na lang.
Kasi parang if it's not there,
wala.
Na hinalughug mo na. Wala na yun.
I don't know what happened to them though.
I don't know. Unless you can use them to make
cheese. I dumped a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, even the ones with pairs. Pero hindi ko na ginagamit.
Pero hindi na ginagamit. Uh-oh. True. And from Jay Pilosopo.
Number 8.
The OC and me, whenever I chew my food, my left and right chompers have to chew or bite equal times. Well, this is a useful OCD. This one.
Kasi and the advice you don't do that.
Would always tell us na parang you're chewing more on your left.
Yeah.
You're chewing more on your right. So you have to try to balance it out. So that's actually a good thing.
Yes.
That is a good thing.
I mean, I think I do it unconsciously because I guess my dentist told me that a long time ago. So parang naano ko na siya.
Ako naman opposite.
I took it to heart.
Like unless I consciously think about it. Oh, it's not going to happen. I don't even know if I chew in a balanced way or one side more than the other. Kasi nga, ano,
but also gusto ko kasing madama yung taste dun sa other side of my mouth, you know?
I kind of get that. From Mike Ferrer.
Number 7.
Yung sinastan ko na K-pop groups, dapat odd ang number of members. Like 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, etc.
Oh!
But that's strange. I don't even care. I literally don't care.
Wow.
I'm very OC, but that's not one of my things. I mean, if I like a band, it's because I like them.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. And from Galactus Intolerance.
Number 6.
Daig ko pa yung guard sa MRT sa kakasaway ko sa mga taong nakaapak sa yellow line. Stay behind the yellow line. Remember that viral video of that lady who was Like, kumagulgul siya.
Because?
At the airport.
Why?
Yung parang... Because she was saying, it's so frustrating. It says, yung sa baggage claim, stay behind the line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, oh, look. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Ito, tinan mo. Parang napakasimple. Napakasimple. Ba't hindi natin masulot?
Oh my God.
And she was having a meltdown.
Well, she must have been going through something. She,
for sure. Because it can't be just that.
Yeah.
You know, and
probably just was like, she just reached her boyfriend.
Parang she went live eh. Parang ganun.
Oh my God.
Like meltdown. Like hagulgol na. Isn't it so simple? Just like, are you going to get your luggage any earlier by going beyond the line? Is it going to be like, are you going to get it faster? If like, ganun, like, non-fastulatory.
I mean, she better not travel to Manila because...
Oh, it was in Manila.
There you go.
It was in...
I was just gonna say, parang... I don't think I see that happen in most airports except here.
Yeah.
Dito talaga, parang... Agaban. For sure. Hindi, tsaka for sure, like, pag medyo nahuli-huli ka ng labas ng plane,
yeah,
puno na yung surrounding area nung...
Ang gets niya kasi, okay lang na puno. Okay lang na maraming tao.
Hindi, pero puno
but
as in
don't
blocking...
Go beyond the line.
Beyond the line. Kaya they're blocking your view. Alam mo, you can barely see kung lumitaw na yung luggage
mo. I can't. And from Genshin Impacto.
Number five.
The OC and me, after I take a bath or pagpapaalis na ako ng bahay, I have to blink my eyes sa harap ng salamin twice. Or basta even number before I leave.
Okay.
Oh, that's a strange one. That's the first time I've heard of that.
That's interesting.
You know, like, sometimes like a tennis, di ba? Yung, they bounce the ball a very specific number of times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in his case, yun. Kailan mag-blink siya
twice.
In front of a mirror twice. Or four or six times. Basta even number.
Okay.
Yeah, that is...
I mean, I don't notice when I blink.
That's classic.
You know what I mean?
OCD. Hindi, pag sinasadya mo, OCD yun.
I guess.
Right?
Actually, yesterday, nagkaroon ako ng moment of fear. Kasi, syempre, I was cleaning, ganyan-ganyan. And then, I was in bed, nag-fold ako ng clothes. And then, I opened my phone. Parang na-swipe ko accidentally to Instagram stories. Tapos, you know, alam mo yung mga iba-ibang filter,
yeah,
diba? Parang na-swipe siya. And then, so parang, I was just holding it. And then I was looking at myself. Tapos nagulat ako kasi parang nagbe-blink.
Oh.
Nagbe-blink pala ako. May slight delay lang yung...
Merong slight delay.
Alam mo, may slight delay yung filter. Kasi may mga filter. So, medyo na-freak out ako kasi parang, para ba't siya nag-blink? Parang hindi naman ako nag-blink yun. Yeah. May like half a second delay.
Sana ano.
So, a little
that
creepy.
Filter yung pag nagse-selfie ka or nagbe-video ka ng sarili mo. Tapos biglang may nalalabas from behind you. Sana yun yung filter na lumabas.
Pagod na pagod ako yesterday. Feeling ko kung lumabas yun, maniniwala ako. Ganong
yeah,
level.
Exactly.
Like, I was like, pero yung blinking, tapos alam mo yung tinagalan ko, ginawa ko, sige, sinadya ko yung blink just to see if legit na.
And then,
or talaga nag-blink lang yung right picture ko, yung video ko.
Okay. And from Al Macchiato.
Number four.
True story, I was on a video call with my mom while I was making sampay the laundry. Tapos napansin niya, I moved on to folding the dry clothes. Sabi ng mom ko, hala, ikaw na nga yung nagsasampay ng labada. Ikaw pa yung nagtutupi. And I had to tell her, hindi, my husband folded them already. I'm just refolding them properly. Yung the way she wants it folded.
Honestly,
this is OC.
I mean, I do that. When, kasi diba when you bring your clothes to the laundromat.
Yeah.
When they return it to you, the clothes are folded.
Yeah.
But I like my clothes folded a certain way.
There, that's
and it's
OCD.
Not the way that they fold
yeah
it.
Yep, yep.
So I literally undo everything and fold them again.
Unless there's a very specific reason why you want it folded a certain way.
There
then,
is.
Ganon, then there's, that's more of for, you know, it's utilitarian. Because you want
I think it's
it
utilitarian. Because I also dread doing it. But like, I feel like I need to do it because it makes more sense. Because I store my clothes, you know, the Marie Kondo way.
Yes.
Yung parang, yeah. Like, for example, for shirts, I like them standing up so I can see the print.
Exactly.
When they're stored.
Ayun, pag ganun kasi, it's not OC. Pero yung kunyari, you just like folding it a certain way. And then maayos naman yung pagkaka-fold.
Like pwede naman na yung
pwede naman ganun
other
na,
way. Pero
but because hindi sila pare-pareho and gusto mo pare-pareho sila, that's being OC.
Although,
that's the difference.
Not gonna lie, I parang half-half ako. Kasi okay. Yung other half, so I was folding socks, right? Yung socks ko, when they're longer than like usual, I fold them parang threefold. Yung mga, okay. Syempre, the smaller ones, yung mga ankle socks, ano lang, parang isang fold lang. Yung longer socks, and they have to be all the same. Na parang, yung parang, the heel has to be on the left.
Ah, yes.
And then it has to be one, and then yung top, yung over. Ganon. Yeah. So, yeah. Tapos pag may isang naligaw or dalawa, I have to do it again so that they all look the same.
Ako yung heel. Even like when packing, kailangan
yung
heel.
Yeah, magkakapareho sila.
Magkakaparehong side.
Oh my gosh,
no, kasi
yes.
Kasi ang daming nakausli-usli.
Yeah.
You have some heels on the left, some heels on the right.
Yup.
Drives me nuts.
Yup.
But for me, it's more of like pag socks. I prefer folded socks.
Kasi,
kasi diba like we've had many.
Some people kasi yung pinagsasama, I don't like.
Ayoko nung
binabola. I don't like also. Ang dami ko. Pag galing sa laundromat.
Ayoko nung binabola.
Ayun, that's the reason why. Ayoko na nagpapalaundry ng nakatiwangwang yung socks. Now, what I do is I put them in a net.
Yeah.
Para hindi nila gagalawin. Kasi yeah. pag na, sinamo siya with like all the other clothes, the way they fold them, syempre fold nila yung clothes, yung socks, ibubola nila. So I have to
pero
unball
kasi the,
it every
I
time.
I do get the logic though.
Para hindi nawawala.
Para hindi naghihiwalay.
Naghihiwalay.
Kasi when you fold it, there's still a chance for them to like fall apart and maghihiwalay. Pero,
oh my gosh, you should see my sock drawer like today because I feel like it will be orgasmic for you.
Yeah.
Ang ganda.
Yeah.
Kasi syempre, bagong organized, diba? My gosh. As in like, align, tapos yeah. yung magkakapareho ng style, iba-ibang color, magkakaparehong
true.
Color, ganon. Very like, yeah, very nice to look at. Let's see how long that lasts.
I know, right? And from designer dad.
Number three.
In saving a project file, I save it in my main computer, external drive, and then upload it in the cloud. Na-trauma na kasi ako dati. Well, ito, it will depend if it's OC. Kasi like nowadays, you can never be too sure. I really would, you know, this might actually be more smart than OC.
Yeah.
I mean, lalo na pag importante, kailangan.
You're on mute or something. Your mic isn't working.
Try to check the...
You're muted too now.
Okay.
There you are.
I'm here. I am here.
So, yeah, I mean, nowadays, you can never have a... Lalo pag important document, kunyari thesis.
Mm.
Hello. I would have multiple, like, external drives saving the same thesis just to make sure it doesn't get lost.
I think that happened to me once.
Oh, that is so scary.
Back in the day, I lost, just a paragraph, but still.
Right.
Still a lot.
I'm so happy now that most of my work I do on Google Docs. So you don't even have to save. Because you can just go back to it at any point. And it's going to be there.
And for Mike Ferrer.
Number two.
Minsan, na-expire yung sessions ko online when I do online banking. Sa kaka-check ko kung tama ba yung mobile number na i-type ko pag nagta-transfer ng funds. I get so running with this too. I don't want to make a mistake.
Especially if it's a big amount.
Tsaka, unless they give it back, wala na. You transferred it to some random bank account and it's probably gone.
Oh my God.
And the top entry,
number one.
The OC and Me comes from Fitz Villafuerte.
Fitz Villafuerte says,
para hindi ako mag-second guess kung nilock ko ba yung pinto, I take a picture right after I lock it. And just check my phone whenever naisip ko siya.
That's too much work.
But it makes sense.
Well, yeah, if you're the type.
If you're
forget.
The type. Like, make a quick video now. Okay, I'm locking my door and then that's for today. And then it's like, did I lock my door? Just check.
I'm just really happy that door auto-locks. Like, I don't have to do anything.
Oh, you have that. Oh,
yeah,
that's
like
nice.
When I leave, I just, when I close the door, it's automatically locked.
scared din ako of that. Kasi ako naman, I have a tendency to lock myself
lock yourself. That's happened to me before.
So, that's the thing.
Yung pumunta ako dito na mukha akong gusgusin kasi nandito yung spare ko. So, right? I was like, okay, I locked myself out.
The one I want is the one with a passcode lock.
Oh,
that's nice.
There are some units in my condo na ganun yung lock.
I want one of those.
I like them, but diba? I mean,
they're so expensive though.
Plus, I heard.
It costs a lot.
Diba, sometimes they're electricity
problems.
So, pag brown out.
Oh no!
That's scary. So, no, but maybe you should have like a key the just one in
that,
case.
Parang ganun, sana ganun. You may override.
Yeah.
So that you can still. Wala lang. Para it's easier then. And that's very useful for mga Airbnbs.
True.
Kasi all you have to do, you don't have to give them a key.
Yeah.
Diba, minsan mag-iiwan ka ng key sa mailbox.
Yeah.
Ito, pag ganun yung lock mo, you just
give
them email
code.
Them the code.
And you can change the code
and then
constantly.
After they leave, change it to a new one. Right? So there you go. The top 10, the OC and me. Tell us all about it. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag the OC and me in all your posts.
And of course, OPM Riot is ongoing. So if you have more requests, because we already have a lot of them, you can send them by the text line 0961-1367-931. Also via X at RX931. We are playing all OPM until 9 o'clock. Of course, from the 90s, 2000s to the 2010s, right here on OPM Riot. On TMR. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And let's start off with some greets.
We're live, by the way, on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. Good morning to Specialist Joe, who says, greetings all the way from my mother-in-law's hometown in Sariaya, Quezon, with my wife, kids, and dad-in-law. Good morning, Marge. And Marge says, thanks for playing Bakit Ngayon Ka Lang. Nalala ko tuloy yung singing career ko sa Bondoc Peninsula. Pinakanta ako one time with a local band na pinuntahan namin noon at yan ang sinuggest nila. Naitawid ko naman. Kaya yun. Basta, nasa same location kami nung band. Tinatawag ako on stage para pakantahin. Hello to Nina Hidalgo. That's a nice request. We'll play that for you next week. Edrickin says, na-imagine ko kayong nagli-lip-sync kanina sa Sirena in the booth. Yes. You're like, lip-sync for the crown! Hello to Judai and good morning to June. Also saying hello to Sarah Prelli. Reggie Marquez says, good morning from Bicol, from Naga. Hello. Edward Villona, bon voyage, Melai. Thank you so much for all your text messages. Carmina says good morning. And also saying hello to Mitch and Renz. We have Cyril, we have Elmer, and we have 7070 as well locked in. Hello, and that's it for the text line.
And on X, saying hi to Butterbaby, who says, wow, rent opening tickets. Yes, we'll be giving that away. We'll probably just be giving away on Facebook Live.
During our in-between.
Or the in-between. Hi to ODH. Naiyak ako dun sa sirena. Aww. Relate. Mm-mm. Red says, OPM Riot was giving me all the feels. Not sure if I should push through with CrossFit or just stay in my car and cry.
Grabe naman yun.
Good morning. Hi to Kiko Man Machine, Juice Blank. Tara, ice cream tayo. Good morning, guys. And to all the rushers sending us this new ice cream flavor. Parang looks really good. I'm a fan of avocado. Hi to Nina Hidalgo, who greets brother-in-law, John's. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
And say hi to Anisa. Say hello to Jesse as well. Thank you. Happy Wednesday. And Ragasa says hi to mom, Arlene Ragasa. It's her 60th birthday today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, why don't we greet them both? See, Arlene Ragasa and brother-in-law, Jonas. So Jonas and Arlene. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear.
Arlene and Jonas.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Saying hi to Renz Rufil, as well as Uniquely Common, and that's it for greets.
All right, here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Thanking Yuljim Jin for the topic. Let's start off with... Let me see here. Tampupu and Rice Baby.
Number 10.
The OC and Me, Roy G. Biv. Ang mga nakahang na damit sa walk-in closet namin. Para madali i-organize at hanapin ang OOTD.
Who's the drag queen that thought Roy G. Biv was a person?
Oh.
Who was that?
Really?
Yeah. My drag queen. I don't remember, but I was watching somebody on YouTube. And then, Angeria, I think. Angeria on the pit stop.
I saw that.
And she was like, I always thought Roy G. Biv was a person. But like British Angeria.
You know, I really like Angeria. She's very hick, but very lovable.
Yeah.
Like, alam daw niya yung Roy G. Biv, pero inassume niya na tao.
Na tao.
Yun.
And from Al Macchiato.
Number 9.
The OC and Me, there's a very slightly misaligned tile in our bathroom. You would hardly notice it if you weren't OC. But I do, and it bugs me to death.
Just redo it. I mean, I don't know how you can just pop like one tile and then... Maybe
actually,
you can do that.
Did you see those? Well, that day there were always collections on Twitter. Na parang if you have OCD, these photos will drive you nuts.
Or yung, alam mo, my mom is very, when it comes to like stuff like that, yung kunyari frames, even like her bed sheets, like, kailangan
pantay.
Yeah, lalo na kunyari stripes. Kailangan derecho. Can't be like curved. Ganon.
I know, right? And coming from Tampupu.
Number 8.
The number of entries that I send per day should be 8. Kaya nababother ako pag may mga circumstances na hindi ko siya nakukumpleto.
Oh. 8?
I'm thinking parang 2 per batch.
I guess.
Diba? Parang like so, parang if you were to follow the logic, parang kung hindi pumasay isa, may isa pa per hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, kasi diba technically there are 4 batches. From Rhyme and Reason.
Number 7.
The OC and Me sa mall or sa office, kailangan sa pangatlong step na lalabas ng escalator, ako tatapak para sumakay.
Not so
for example,
the first one.
Pagdating mo dun sa edge nung escalator, bibili siya 1, 2, tapos yung pangatlo, dun siya tatapak. Oh, that's the first time I've heard of...
Well, I've seen a few people who do that without knowing that they do that.
Yeah. Oh, maybe the second. Just because the first, maybe it's...
Para lang hindi ka ma-off balance.
Yeah.
Kasi yun, hindi OC yun. Pero yung when there's a specific...
Na you count but
number,
the 3.
Ako, what I do is... I don't know if that's... Because I am OC. But I don't know if I'm doing it for OC reasons. When I'm at a buffet, I always get the second or the third plate. Never the one on top. Kasi feeling ko may bumaheng tapos nagland na yung germs dun sa plato.
Not gonna lie, I do the same thing with everything, including grocery items. I never get the one
in front.
I always get like the third.
Gets.
Also, baso. Ganun din, pag baso. Sa buffet. Like, I don't like getting from...
I don't like yung pinaka...
Yung nasa harap.
Even if merong bagong kuha na.
Yes.
Like, kunyari, let's say, you got the plate on top and then basically, I'm just getting the one.
I always want to get
parang,
the one that's harder to reach.
Oh, yes. I do that.
You know
I
what?
Do that.
I should follow suit.
I do that.
I do that a lot.
I am not a very clean person in a lot of aspects. So when it comes to food and buffets, I get the plate at the top and just eat. And if it falls on the floor, I'll still eat it.
But yeah, but I watch something similar. And from Victoriano.
Number 6.
I never succeed, but I always try. Na pagpantay-pantayin yung mga fries sa lalagyan.
Okay, that's crazy.
That's because you'll never succeed.
We have fries in the booth today.
Not going to happen.
Not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
So what does he do? He like.
Hindi, di ba pag nasa lalagyan siya, naka-usli-usli yung mga fries. Obviously different lengths, right? Gagawin niya pagpapantay-pantay.
May natira pa ba?
Meron.
Yan na lang yung pabunot natin kung sino yung mag.
Kadiri naman talagang fries.
Hindi mo kakainin eh. I mean, before we...
Kung sino mag...
Never mind. I'll tell you later. Yeah.
And from Coco Hernandez.
Number 5.
The OC in me, however small the task, I tend to evaluate even without meaning to. I can't help but think of what was done well, what should have been done, and what should never be done again.
Very managerial.
Very managerial.
Kasi, you know, it's like overseeing.
But things. It could also be toxic.
Oh, yeah. Because sometimes not everything has to be like himayed.
Lalo na pag small, ano naman. Pero, but, you know, sometimes that's what separates the really successful managers.
True.
Sometimes, tingin sa'yo ng underlings mo.
Ang OA
toxic,
naman ito.
But you get things done.
Right.
So, depends on how you see it.
Yeah.
From Jay Pilosopo.
Number four.
The OC and me. True story, I don't eat hamburgers as a whole. I always eat the top bun first with some ketchup, then the bottom bun with the dressing, and lastly, the patty.
Parang ang weird ng bun with the ketchup. Parang ang kumain ng tinapay na may ketchup.
Tsaka deconstructed.
I mean, if I were to remove the buns, I'll just remove them. You know what I mean?
Like, I would remove the top bun and
just eat half.
Oh, that's what I do. A la Tyra.
I've done that.
Sabi niya, just remove half.
That's half the carbs.
So, half the carbs.
Parang that was her example.
Yeah.
Eating a burger, mm-hmm. take out one bun.
And remove.
You've already like
remove the
cut
top,
your carbs in half.
Remove the top bun because it's more
parang
carbs.
Fluffier.
Yeah. Or cut the burger in half and eat the other half the next day. You
That's
know?
True too. Sabi nga niya, di ba? Anything mm-hmm. that you would probably eat on a regular basis, eat half of it. You've already cut down 50% of your calorie intake.
Yeah.
And, alam mo, paminsan-minsan, may sense naman si Tyler.
Oo naman. Masyado nila. Kahit yung, ano yung smizing eh.
Smizing,
may sense yeah. naman yung tip niya na yon.
You know,
and modeling from H to T.
I miss when Tyra was iconic.
True.
That was ano all... yung mga iconic yan? No neck monster. Like, if, alam mo yon, if nakashrink ka dun sa picture mo, hindi kita yung neck mo. Dapat Maya. You have to make sure to always like elongate the neck. Boy! Queen of flips catching strays! Ano ba? Nananahimik na siya. Patahimikin na natin si Maya Iman Lapid.
Yeah.
Dearly beloved, we gathered here.
She's catching strays from Chico Garcia.
Oh, did you see the ano? Did you see there was a they posted again on X. Parang imagine in the 90s ba? 2000s. You're a drag queen and you suddenly saw this ad. It was the original ad of RuPaul when he was still looking for contestants for season 1.
Oh my God.
So this was before it aired. Ito yung parang promo nila asking for drag queens to apply pa lang.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. She looked so like low budget. Tapos, yun yung ano niya. Like, yung parang, like, that was really the
legit,
whole inspiration.
Legit, yun yung casting call for
it
that.
It was Tyra. Sabi niya, parang, Tyra, parang, step aside. It's time for us drag queens, blah, blah, blah. Siya talaga, ito talaga yung template nila.
And if you watched both ANTM and Drag Race, you'll definitely see the parallels.
Parang ano siya, parang siyang parody.
Parody, yeah.
Ng America's Next Top Model. Kaya even the whole two women stand before. That's exactly how they do it before the lip sync, mm-hmm, diba? Kasi nga dun yung kay Tyra na two beautiful
oh my gosh,
girls
nandun yung like as in the casting announcement.
Let's try to look for it. Matatawa
oh,
kayo.
So cool.
Ang low
budget.
Sobrang low.
Where is it? I can't find it.
And I then, wanna watch it.
And then they were like, ang ibang iba pa yung itsura ni
hello.
Diyos ko. Dugyata.
Back in the day.
Grabe. And coming from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number three.
The OC and me, when taking a bath, it's shampoo first, then facial wash, then body soap. Never in another order. At kapag naubos ang isa, hindi na lang ako maliligo. Kaya parati ako may extra in stock.
You know what?
I do the same.
Come to think, really? Because for me, my facial wash isn't in the shower.
Oh.
It's in the sink where I brush my teeth. So what I do is, of course, shower first, meaning shampoo, conditioner, and then soap, body. And then what? After that, I step out of the shower, brush my teeth, and then wash my face.
Ay, sayang naman. I mean, you're already in the shower. I mean, that's my logic. Kasi imagine mo, after shower, magtutuyo ka na, diba? Tas,
I don't know.
Magbabasa ka na naman.
I don't know. That's my order. And because I need to wash my face after I brush my teeth. Because you don't want those residues, yung mga toothpaste sa chin mo, na nag-dribble down. You need to wash those. So
I'm kind of weird. Ako naman, that's my OC. when I brush, it never goes out.
Of your mouth? Never dribbles out?
Really? Like the smallest bubble?
Is it the same for all like all the things?
So like, do you swallow if...
No, I don't. I mean, like, konting bula, I'm like, clean everything. No, because I don't like it when it spills out.
I have a weird image of you right now.
No, I don't like it messy. So, pag merong lumalabas na, yeah, I don't like...
Really?
There was this one scene in Survivor Australia where ang prize nila for their reward, shower. Tapos there was this one contestant si Caroline. As she was showering, kinakausap siya. Tapos, lahat ng toothpaste niya sa baba at leeg na niya. Girl, like... That is a nightmare for me.
Chico could never.
I could never.
Do you leave no crumbs?
None. Not as... Really? Like, walang lumalagpas sa...
At yes. All?
Yeah. Hey, I'm greedy.
Sabi ni Butter Baby, pakisabi kay Chico, stop na.
Hindi.
Kalat.
Hindi. Toothpaste nga. Ayoko yung nakakalat
lahat. It's not like you're gonna swallow it. You're gonna spit it out anyway.
I know. Alam mo, even when I'm spitting it out, gusto ko yung walang...
Direct spit, walang tutulo.
Ayokong merong tumutulo sa baba.
Can I ask, when the liquid's in your mouth, do you gargle? You go...
No, I... kasi diba, there are two kinds of gargle.
Mm.
There's the...
And then
there's the...
Yeah.
I do both. I do that, and then I
do the
and
last. Then the, I do that last.
Yeah, same.
Kasi,
so,
muna,
tapos,
but you do know they say, diba, that's why when we watch movies, it's really strange how Americans don't gargle.
Rinse.
Apparently, that's talaga the... That's what you should do.
No!
According to dentists. No. You know why? Because you need the fluoride from your toothpaste to stick to your teeth for a good, like, I don't know, 30 minutes, 20 minutes before you can actually drink anything or gargle and spit it out. Para kasi it defeats the purpose though. If you like gargle after immediately after you brush, which we do, then nawawala na yun. Nawash off mo yung ano, fluoride
okay
from
na
the toothpaste.
I
know,
I'm
weird.
Rinse.
I can't think. Kasi I mean, that's how
it feels
always
dirty.
Been.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, I need to gargle.
I need to gargle.
Same.
It's because I also have retainers. So
but
I
try to lessen it. I try to do it one big like gargle and then mouthwash after. Pero yun nga, it defeats the purpose.
But Hazel, okay. I'm the same as you. I shower and then I brush my teeth and then I do
wash the face. Yeah,
I wash my face.
I can.
And then put my...
Kasi pagka wash na face, tuloy-tuloy na to skincare.
And you know,
you
know,
to skincare.
You
yeah,
know exactly. how ano I am with when I'm brushing my teeth, diba pag even gargling ha? Diba iba they just gargle and then like spit it out, right?
Mm.
Ako pag ginanong ko na siya. Kailangan meron pa akong mas
can I ask what kind of
really like,
why?
I don't like it spilling.
Do you like the salty toothpaste?
I love it.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, I like it.
I'm not a fan.
I love it. I don't know because I guess it's a psychological thing.
Feeling up salt, it's cleaner.
It's really cleaning like everything.
Yeah.
I'm a very psychological person. So, pag mga ganyan mo, I could almost feel, yun, pag ganyan, kanyari, fluoride toothpaste. I imagine these little blue people like opening the doors to my teeth and
doing the Lord's
inside.
Work. Yeah.
Strengthening my enamel.
My
yeah.
Time to buy some pineapple juice.
Super, super. I'm really into the whole like,
ang weird mo na ayaw mo naman ay didribble
sa ayoko talaga
ano
nag-ano sa
I mean I also don't like
well,
it
sa toothpaste.
Only because sabi nga nila it can cause acne.
Yun nga.
Magkaka-pimple ka or whatever sa chin mo. So try not to at least babad the toothpaste.
I really don't like it.
Yeah. Hindi kasi dapat talaga huli yung wash your face para diretso nga to skincare.
Eh, kasi feeling ko na nasa shower na ako eh. So, I don't know. It's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing. I don't know.
And also from Shivana.
Number two.
The OC and me, kailangan yung grocery list ko is in the same order. Nahahanapin ko yung item sa grocery. So kailangan kilala mo rin yung grocery mo. So for example, yung listahan niya because the frozen items are at the back.
alam niya na yung yung direction.
Dun sa mismong list niya, mauna yung frozen items.
No, you should, that should be the last thing you get.
Ah, siya naman to the front pag fresh food items. Actually, no. Pag frozen, dapat last.
That's what they say, ha?
Unless it's ice cream, pwede naman. Kunya yung mga meat, mga frozen meat, okay lang. Kasi matagal naman yun matulog.
I guess especially if you are planning to cook what you buy immediately
para
after you get home.
Na.
Para na-thaw na ng slice.
Kasi pag ice cream, oh, it has to be the last. It has to be the last.
Sabi ni Hannah,
lalo na sa init ngayon.
Or brush your teeth before you take a shower. I can't. I have to do my routine and order.
Oh, I can switch.
Like, ako, kunyari, I'm very... It's fascinating how we have different like routines.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Kasi pag nauna na yung... Basta, it doesn't matter kung ano yung...
Nauna.
Nauna. Basta kailangan kung ano yung ginagawa ni Baby Will. Yun na yung...
Asan anino?
So, pag nagpa-brush na siya, magpa-brush na ako. Pag mag-ano na, magliligo na. Magliligo na
ako.
My
God!
Ay, comfort!
Ipa-prank ka namin. Ikakasabot namin si Baby Will. Sabihin namin ibahin yung routine. Like, completely different.
Go.
Completely, like, out of whack.
Yeah, basta sabay. I don't care.
So,
what?
So, lahat, pag magsishave, gano'n. Yeah.
Pero wala ka namang hair.
Wala naman. Hindi. Hindi.
Hello, they shave their legs in the shower. Oh, di ba?
Yeah.
Wala kang isa-shave, ganon.
Wala. Pero naman, ayan o, look. You wanna feel my beard?
Let me
stop touching me!
Pero super, yeah, shave ng legs here.
Wala talaga. So, pag ano, kunyari magto-toothbrush si Baby Will, ang chiko, ikaw lang ba? Oh my God!
Wait! No, that didn't look good! No! Sorry to Hazel!
My view! What the heck was that? Okay.
I was trying to show her my legs!
Just so you know what happened, okay? Ikwento natin sa mga nakikinig who are not watching on Facebook Live. So obviously, Chico has his laptop in front of him. And he was showing everyone on camera na hairless yung legs niya. So pinas niya yung leg niya. So, hindi pa siya nakontento. Tinas niya both legs. Eh kaso, yung view ko.
Parang head on.
Tsaka
hindi ako sanay na ikaw ang nakikita ko.
Pag-ahon mo from yung pagkakanta mo.
Chico has daring air.
Ginawa mo kung OB. It was giving OB and patience.
You know what it was giving?
It was very OB and patient.
Maureen and Rent when she puts her legs up and goes,
oh,
kiss
God.
Pookie. Kasi that's what she calls Joanne Pookie.
What do you call the ano? Yung ganon? Yung...
The leg whatever?
No. Yung...
The forceps?
Forceps, hindi forceps.
Pag magpapaanak?
No, for like...
Yung may inaano?
Yung forceps.
No. The clamp?
Pero opposite clamp. Di ba clamp is to... Ito parang to...
What like, do you call that? I don't know.
The separator?
Asan na si Doc Rose? Ano
yung... The bukaka?
Speculum.
Or, speculum? Yeah. That's the one. Speculum. Thank you. Yeah.
Gusto ko yun.
Huh? Gusto mong ma-speculum?
No, cookie butter. Yung speculum.
Yung nervous ako sa mga...
I swear! Ano ba?
Yung speculum
ka? What is happening today?
Aling parte? Kala ko ba ayaw mo nun?
Oh my God! What the heck? Guys... Let's get back on track.
Sabi ni Charles, healthy pa po ang baby, madam. Konting irit pa po.
Very that. I swear.
Alam mo, nagulat din ako. Kasi I was literally focused on showing my leg.
You were looking at the camera.
I was looking at the camera to show them both legs.
Hindi not knowing what was happening here.
Mali ko ba yung view mo pala, eh, ano? pang premium membership.
Para ko nag-subscribe nang hindi ko inaasahan.
Yeah,
sa exactly. OnlyFans si Chico.
Nakalibre ka dun, ha? Nakalibre ka dun.
May, alam mo yung pagka-throuple natin para nag-level up after that scenario.
Very, very, and now I come to you with open legs. Nothing to hide.
Oh my God. I swear.
Ay, sabi ni Patrick, pop smear vibes. Okay. Okay, next. And the top.
And the top entry, number one. Number one.
The OC and Me comes from Rice Rice Baby.
Rice Rice Baby says,
as an artist, I start my painting sessions by organizing all my oil paints by their hue and then by their saturation. Only then can I start painting. So, like, you know, like some artists, they don't care as long as the colors are there. Siya hindi, kailangan naka... That's OC behavior.
Mm.
I remember a lot of the yung mga kasabayan ko na jocks, record era, like vinyl era. Sila Koji Morales, sila Jude Rocha, yan. They would always annoy me. Kasi, okay, backgrounder. Before, so that, di ba tayo computerized na?
Uh-huh.
Tapos it tells you what time it was played.
Yes.
So there are rules. Like if you played this song this hour, you can't play the same song next hour because you just played it, right?
Mm-hmm.
In those days, you put all the records that you played for this hour on one pile.
Yeah, because para alam nung next drop,
para alam nung
yung
next
mga na-play na.
So by the end of your slot, you have four
stacks.
Piles of records.
Uh-huh.
And then it tells you na ito yung first hour ko, second hour, third
okay.
hour. Tapos usually the jock after, siya yun din magbabalik para rin alam niya kung ano yung mga na-play mo na.
Mm.
My piles, kasi remember that's a record inside a plastic sleeve.
Mm. Mm.
Kailangan pantay yung record inside of the sleeve at kailangan pantay yung sleeve. So what Koji and what Jude specifically them would do, because they know I'm OC, pag nagbanyo ako or pag hindi ako nakatingin, guguluhin nila lahat. Bish. Like, and I would spend, like, I would be so pissed. Tapos, ipapantay ko na naman yun. Papantayin ko na naman. Because it will drive me nuts. I couldn't ad-lib until mapantay ko silang lahat.
It's tas, giving nerd and his bullies.
Oh my gosh. You know, one day, I'm gonna try to come earlier than Chico before he starts cleaning the door. And then I'm gonna dirty it. And when he's in the inside cleaning the doorknob, I'll go outside and then dirty the outside again.
Lagkitan mo. Like,
so the question is, paano niya dadirtyhan
yung... Lagkitan niya. Papalagkitin niya.
Paano niya dadirtyhan yung mesa? Yun ang
like
tanong.
This.
Yun ang tanong. Paano mo dadirtyhan?
Like that. I'm gonna like get some oil.
So may pattern
ka
pala with your co-hosts. I mean, with your co-DJs even before. Lagi kang ginugulo. Lagi kang...
Vexation to the spirit. Vexations to the spirit.
Ay.
To my spirit. Tapos gugulayin nila yon. Tapos anin ko na naman. Tapos the worst part. The worst. Okay, like gugunugulo, di ba? Pati yung records, ililipat-lipat nila.
Sa ibang sleeve!
Hindi, ng ibang pile. Kasi yung sleeve, ano lang yun, yung transparent.
Ah, okay, so parang, it doesn't matter.
Pero yung songs na nasa pile 1, ilalagay nila sa 2, ilalagay nila sa 3.
Just to mess with you.
Just to mess with me. I cannot.
I'd live to see Chico's face. Did you get angry?
God.
Have you ever gotten angry? Have you ever exploded?
Not angry, but more like, please stop.
Pero never mo silang nasabukan.
Hindi naman.
Like, never kang nag...
Wait, I don't think they rolled that.
They never kang nag-explode in anger.
Never.
Wala kang
never.
Like,
no naman. I mean, they
moment.
Don't go to the... They know when to... Up to where lang.
Uh-oh.
They know where the edge is. So they stop.
So they would edge. To Koji and to Jude, bukas po ang airwaves para sa inyong panel.
They know when to stop so that I don't get all out angry.
Oh
diba?
My God.
Ay, ewan ko sa... Ang gulo. Ang hirap na kausap. Ang hirap niyong kausap.
Ang galing daw sila mang edge. Mm-hmm. Kay Chico.
Mm-hmm. Alam kasi nila that my edge is always 36. Year after year. I don't change my edge.
Your edge.
There. So.
Thanks, Ed Sheeran.
The top 10, the OC and me. So we will take, you know, we will play a couple of songs in the RX booth. We'll come back with the final batch and we will stay on Facebook.
But we'll give away rent tickets on Facebook Live. So join us if you're not there yet. Again, facebook.com/RX931. Also Twitch and YouTube only on Riot Wednesday.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the final top 10 for today. So let's start off with some final greets.
Hello, good morning to everybody in the comment section, also to John Paolo, and good morning as well to Elmer and Kimberly. Hello to Butter Baby, and congratulations again to Auntie Fian and Hody H for winning those run tickets.
Congratulations.
We'll see you at the theater, and that's it for greets.
And on X, saying hi to Auntie Fiona, says, we're going to miss you, Marky. I'm going to be taking a little bit of leave of absence because we start Tech Week for rent. We open next Friday. Juice Blank says, naalala ko. Yeah. So Juice Blank sent us the photo of Chico a while ago. For those who are not watching FB Live, you are only getting half the story.
Oh, yes.
So you got to check out.
Tapos may mata mo pang mali.
Merong wala, merong mata. Where?
Oh my gosh, is that your eye?
It's his eye.
Are you sure?
How was I able to get myself in that position? That is my eye. I'm so talented.
You are flexible.
Oh my God. Podcast photo, I see.
Hazel, that is why Baby Whale is going gaga goo goo over Chico Garcia.
Well, oh damn.
Okay. Mm-mm. Can we not?
The flexibility. Saying hello to Butter Baby. And yeah, congratulations again to Hody H and Yontafian for winning the pairs of tickets for Friday next week.
What is your thumbnail from like those websites I go to? I swear. It looks like a thumbnail. Yung pag nag-hover yung mouse mo gagalaw tapos may video preview.
So here we go. Numberless giant batch. Let's start off with Jay Pilosopo. The OC and me, bills in my wallet are always arranged by value. 20s, then 50s, then 100s. That's how I do it.
I do that. But when I have the time. And also when I'm using my main wallet.
It's not because it's prettier.
It just makes sense.
It makes it easier when I'm paying for
something. Same.
Para alam mo na kagad na, okay. Mm-hmm. 20 pesos lang. Doon ka na sa left. You need like big bills to the right.
Yes.
So it makes it easier to pay.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's OC. Although I am OC. Rice Rice Baby says, there is only one way to eat a stick o wafer. Kailangan sundin ang spiral pattern ng chocolate. I cringe.
What?
Pag may nakikita akong kinakagat lang ang stick o ng basta-basta. What a barbarian. Okay.
I mean, do you do that?
No. No, I just, pag ganon, I just...
You barbarian.
Eat it. Even the, ano, di ba, how you're supposed to eat a Kit Kat?
How?
Apparently, you're supposed to
break it first?
Yeah, you're supposed to break it first.
Oh, that's how I eat my Kit Kat.
They, tapos, di ba yung parang sabi nila?
Break it in half and then like eat.
You're going to be so triggered. They show the photo of, di ba, apat yon. Na unbroken, tas merong kagat sa pinakagitna.
Oh, yeah.
I can eat it like that.
I don't
have
like
a problem.
That. I like eating it stick by stick.
I don't eat it stick
Yeah,
by
I
stick.
Eat it stick by stick.
And from Al Macchiato, the OC and me, I hired a friend who's a wedding coordinator, and she said, I made her job so easy because I organized everything meticulously. I had mood boards, guest seating with pics, entourage with contact numbers, like... Pag yung bride mo ganyan ka-organized, ang dali siguro ng trabaho.
Oh, remember the Sophia's wedding?
Oh, yeah.
She was like all over the place. So she knew what was going on. We could just talk to her directly for questions.
Kasi nga yung, di ba iba, they leave everything
to the coordinators.
To the coordinator,
yeah.
But the ones who are very OC.
They're on top of everything.
Yeah, to make sure it flows smoothly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hello to Tony and Jamie from Hannah. Thanks. By the way, now we can say thank you to her because... all the surprises are done.
Thank you.
So thank you for the dark chocolate licorice we had for TMR taste test the other day. Finished na.
And from Rhyme and Reason, para kung si Rafael Nadal kung maglaro ng sports.
Oh my God.
Bawal tapakan yung linya ng court. Kailangan nakaharap sa akin yung label ng inumin ko in a particular spot na nakikita ko silang nakatayo.
He does it every single match.
Gosh. So he's...
Even in the middle of a match. OC. Ay, super. Yung routine niya, bago siya mag-serve. Yung may paggalaw ng shoulder and then like the punas of the pawis. Pero, like everything. And
pero
the
sir,
water bottles.
I think like 90%. Well, do it the same way
not
all the time.
The way
not
that
like
he
him,
does
not like
it.
Him.
Parang si ano, si Zverev.
Pero yung bounce?
Yung tataas, hindi. Si Zverev naman yung magpapakita ng abs.
Supportahan naman natin. Yun, diba? Supportahan naman natin.
Si Zverev, ililift niya yung shirt niya a little bit.
How about
before
he who
he
must
serves.
Not be named?
Wala akong pake. I do not take note. Ang technique niya, ibabounce yung ball like 20 million times para mabwisit yung kalaban
niya.
Hindi
may exact number yun, diba? Di ba usually pag players, like si Boris meron, I distinctly remember si Boris, would have like parang 1, 2, 3, tapos parang stop, and then 1. Basta may ganun, merong specific number all the time.
For he who must not be named, 10 at the minimum, or more. Because medyo it's a tactic also, especially if you're playing against someone who like for example, hate to use Roger as an example, but Federer, he is a fast player. Like he doesn't take too long when he serves, like literal 1-2 drip ganon. So it must be a little frustrating when your opponent takes so long
takes so long.
You're already Gina to play it. You know what I mean?
Hey, may bagong name si he who must not be named. Pila mo yung message ni Marcos Gaudens.
I call him that naman eh.
You call him that na?
Oh, even before pa. So hindi, okay na. Actually, okay na ako kay Hihu. Sige, let's name him na. Si, ano?
Djokovic?
Si Momak Mokovic.
Let's name him. Tapos, Mokovic. From Wildfire, the OC and me, kapag hindi magkakasunod yung serial numbers ng pera na lumalabas sa ATM pag nag-withdraw ko, iniiwan ko. Parang they rarely will.
Sabihin mo next time kung mag-withdraw, pipila ako behind you.
Jungkook's girl says, my bookshelf needs to be arranged by author, then by series. I tried doing the bi-color rainbow arrangement. It drove me insane.
Alam mo, there was a time na before my recent organization, alphabetized by author yung bookshelf ko sa baba.
Eh, yung titles, hindi na.
No, kasi yun, first yung ano muna, the names of the author, and then, kunyari, multiple books by
multiple
the same,
books,
author,
same author,
then alphabetized pa rin. Or according to, kung series siya, according to the first, second, third, ganun.
I'd probably do that. More than, like, alphabetize the author's names by last name, and then
arrange it by
chronology.
Yes, ganun. Yeah. Uh-uh.
First book, second book.
Feeling ko nga library yung, ano, librarian yung vibes ko.
You know what? I think I'm only OC in one aspect, and that's Pokemon. Like, I think I'm more OC pa nan Chico.
Mm.
No?
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, organizing my mons, like, by name, by label, by, I don't know. That's the only time I'm ever OC. Otherwise,
Golda.
Chico takes the cake.
And Victoriano says, the OC in me, nagdadala ako ng dead weights pag pumuntang palengke para ma-check kung calibrated ba yung timbangan ng mga tindi.
Oh my God!
So, meron siyang kunyari like those 1 pound weights. Lalagay niya dun sa scale. Pag 1 pound, it means legit.
They must not like you very much.
Right? Kiko Man Machine says, sa laundry, I make sure na naka-button at naka-zipper yung mga clothes with buttons and zippers before I put them inside the machine. Oh, is there like a logic to that? Or wala lang? Are you supposed to have them buttoned?
I don't know. I don't
think... Kanyari, polo. Dapat ba nakabutton?
Not many
sa machine?
People really do that. Although, I understand why they do that. Because there are times kasi nalulukot yung... what do you call that? The in-between parts where you button.
Gets.
True.
Which doesn't really look nice and it takes longer to iron.
Apparently,
so
dapat daw, yeah.
Nakabutton?
And nakazip.
Oh.
I guess so it doesn't damage other clothes that you're washing. Kasi pag naka-unzip, diba, parang rough yung edges.
Yes. And, from Tampupu, when booking plane seats, kailangan nasa kaliwang side ako lagi ng plane. I have this irrational feeling na mas safe yung kaliwang side.
Really?
Ayoko naman basta window or aisle. Ayoko lang nung sandwich
nung middle,
between two
same.
And if it does happen, sobrang naka-lean towards baby whale talaga ako kasi nga ayoko nang dumidikit sa hindi ko kakilala. So, yeah. And, okay, I thought you were both leaving. I was like, is there something that is scary that I should be aware of?
No,
okay,
I'm here.
And, from J. Piloso po, I don't skip show intros, recaps, and credits. Ay, ako pag like, kunyari, lalo na yung mga short, like One Piece, Naruto, yung mga 30, like anime, unless I super like the intro, I usually skip it.
Me especially too. I always skip.
Especially the recap and the credits, yeah.
You know, like for example, there are some intros that I really like to listen to. For example, The Morning Show. I love the intro music.
Yeah. Yun.
Game of Thrones, sometimes I watch as well.
Oh, all the time. You know, one that I really love, I never skipped a single intro because I loved it so much. White Lotus. I love the intro music of White Lotus.
It's nice. Yeah,
it's
me
so
too.
Good.
Me
it, too. It's so good. Rice Rice Baby says, when watering our plants, I need to water them at the same day and same time every week. Pakiramdam ko, alam din ng mga halaman kung kailan ang dilig day. So I don't want to keep them disappointed. So watering them, well, usually animals are more like that. They want you to feed them the same time. No, and they do know.
They do know. I know the feeling. Especially with Balder. He always waits at one area whenever he wants to eat. And it's always
and they
the
know
same
what
time.
Time
they
right?
know exactly when.
From Tony Stark, true story, 3 a.m. na ako nakaka-uwi from gimmick. Dahil ayokong magulo or magusot yung bedsheet ng kama ko. Sa lapag ako natutulog. Kasi gigising rin naman ako ng 5 a.m. Pag yung an hour, 2 hours lang siya matutulog. Hindi na niya gagamitin yung bed. Tutulog siya sa floor.
Huh?
But you know what? If I live alone, I don't care. I'd probably sleep on the bed and just leave it unfixed.
Same.
Unmade. I won't make the bed anymore. If I'm puyat or
I don't
hungover.
Really need to. I only fix my bed. Actually, I don't really fix my bed. I just keep it as is.
But I do get it though. Like, kunyari, if let's say I'm going to be leaving the house for a long time. I also don't like coming home to an unmade bed.
Yeah.
It makes me feel sick. Yung parang, like, may lagnat ako pag hindi siya nakaayos. So I would probably make it. And from Chichi Chronicles, in my bedroom, madaming bawal. Bawal mag-work. Bawal matulog nang di pa nagsha-shower. No snacks in bed. No shoes / slippers from outside. And most of all, bawal pumasok ang hindi ko gusto. Even if kilala, gets, yung parang kunyari, you have like a big group, barkada.
Mm.
Yung iba you like more than the others. Pag yung mga hindi mo masyadong type, bawal pumasok. So, I get that. I just don't know how you'll get away with it. Gets. Like, can you imagine, like, you're in my house and then I'm like, Hazel, ikaw pwede kang pumasok. Mark, hindi ka pwede. That's weird, right? That's like, that's kind of weird. Like,
or,
I wouldn't know
or,
how to get
or when
away
there are multiple people in the house, walang pwedeng pumasok.
Hindi, mas gusto ko na gano'n na lang. Ang weird nung pag hindi kita gusto, bawal ka. Pag gusto kita, pwede. It's kind of weird.
Or, kunwari, for example, there's some girls who do, like, that I've heard of who don't like to have boys in the room.
Oh, that's fine. Kasi nga, it's not personal.
Yeah.
Ang weird nung kung gusto kita, pwede kang pumasok sa room ko pag hindi kita gusto. Eh, paano nga if you all belong to the same group? That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can get away with that. And from 7070, the OC and me, sa badminton, naka-group yung sets of clothes ko panlaro at kailan ko magpalit after 2 or 3 games kahit hindi ako pawis. Merong outfit change. Okay.
Well, at least mabango ka.
That's yeah. True. And the two tops, the OC and me, comes from Tony Stark and Chivana.
Table say.
Tony Stark says, dapat tatlo lagi yung ha at he ko sa ha 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 at he he he
at tatlo
sa cha. Hindi pwedeng kulang or sobra. Pag ha ha or he he lang or ha 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 or he he he, uulitin ko talaga.
Ako, I'm very careless when it comes to that. Okay. Minsan wala akong pake kung
minsan nga, minsan nga H-A-H-H-A-A-H.
Oh, oh, same, I don't care. Same. It means I'm just...
Lalo na pagtawang-tawa
ko. Tawang-tawa ako.
And it's really funny when I talk to, for example, friends from Spain. I change my ha-ha-ha to ja-ja-ja.
Ja-ja-ja. Yeah, that's how they do it. Even nga yung ano, for me, if what I sent to you was funny, like funny, ha-ha-ha-ha, funny, I'll put ha-ha-ha, tatlo. Pero kunyari yung, kunyari, shady comment. Hindi naman siya funny-funny. Yung parang...
Lol.
Ha-ha.
Ah, okay.
I don't know how to say it. Pag literal laugh, ha-ha-ha, pag yung parang like, well, you know me, haha. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pag hindi siya funny-funny, but...
Gets.
But wink-wink,
shade. I don't
know how to,
para wink-wink, then ha-ha. Wink, yeah. Pero pag joke or nakakatawa talaga, ha-ha-ha. Pag super nakakatawa, then I put multiple. Like,
or ako minsan, lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo.
Yun, ganon. And from Shivana, the OC and me, palagi kami nag-aaway ng asawa ko dahil pag may nakita siyang on sale na $99.99. Sabihin niya, wow! $99 lang! And I'm like, akala mo lang $99. Pero hindi. 100 yan! So, you know that like 0.01?
Exactly.
It's like, it is 100.
That's what gets people. It is. Sabi ni Patrick, itchball na ngayon. IJBOL. Ah,
yeah.
I just burst out laughing.
I know, right? Wala nang rotful, wala nang lol.
I've never been a rotful person.
I don't think I've ever even used it.
It's just usually lol, 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 lol.
I was never a lol person.
I'm a lol person.
I'm a haha.
I'm 100% lol.
As Lola Marky.
As Lola Marky.
Totoo.
And so, Chico's trying to stay away from Lola. So.
Kaya ayaw niya ng mga lol.
Ayaw niya ng lol.
Mag-itchball ka na lang.
Itchball. What about us?
What's itchball again?
I just burst out laughing. The OC and me.
Where do I start?
Well, I guess, yeah. But hindi kasi ko in general, I don't consider myself. May moments lang ako. And there are certain things na, like, you know, like we talked about earlier, when it comes to the supermarket, for instance, I will never get the item in front. I will always pick, like, the third. Kahit hindi siya supermarket, actually. Kunyari, I'm picking out clothes.
Mm.
Sa mall, I'll get the ones behind. You know what I mean? Not what's in front. I never get what's in front. And if I'm in that mood, like I was yesterday, yun nga, I was organizing my socks. So, grabe. Like as in, yung kung pare-pareho ng pair, by the style, by the like the colors, etc. By the fold, very uniform. Pero the thing with me is, pag nasa mood akong mag-ayos, ganun. But if it gets messy, if it starts to get messy, I also don't care. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I'll fix it another time. Hindi ako yung super bothered. Oh no, hindi na siya ayos like that. So, that's my version of it.
Kamuna, Chico.
Okay, because there's so many. But I guess in the RX booth. You know, that's really how... I do it the same way all the time. So once I get in, put down all my bags. I have three. Always in the same order on the couch. I never switch it around.
Okay, Rafa Nadal.
And then I get my wet wipe. Wipe the surface with the alcohol. And then wipe. After that, I fix my tea. After my tea is fixed, I take my kikai kit and tissue, put it where it's supposed to be put. And then I bring out my laptop and set my laptop up. And then from once it's set up, then I post the top 10. And then I wait.
Long period of time.
I'm done by that time. So I start to wait.
Shady little bitch.
And then I wait.
Okay, Kichiko.
And then it's if we come in a little late.
And then suspense.
When we come in a little late. Chico's just silent. No acknowledgement.
He's just like, noonie,
noonie, noonie. Kasi tapos na ako.
And work.
Hindi, tsaka, it's not so much, it's more like,
lana,
bored na ako eh. Bored na ako eh. Alam mo yun? Yung like, ano, yung, alam mo yung inept, gano'n. alam mo yun, ganun, ganun. Parang, ano na ako, nakapag-dragon veil na ako, naka, ano, ano, wala.
Marky, mag-enti ka na kasi. Dahil pa yung nasasabi.
Listen, I've seen him do this.
Yeah, I really,
oh, I have.
Oh, may dagdag ako. Alam mo, pag ginagawa ko, should I say it?
Go.
Go.
When I do it, I pretend, pag nag-aayos ako ng board, I pretend like I'm the secretary of like Bruce Wayne.
Talaga? That's your fantasy?
So, kunyari, hindi ko to gamit. Sineset up ko to for my boss. Yung tipong Bruce Wayne type.
Okay, Marky, please do have a song. My... come in your Batman costume. Ganon.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna come in as Batman. And you can be my butler.
Oh!
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, parang ganon, sabi ni Marcos, or secretary ni James Bond. Si Moneypenny.
Moneypenny, my yeah. Martini.
Parang ganon.
That or, shit oh, yeah. Not stirred.
OMG, lalayo pa ba tayo? Yeah, Secretary Kim.
Ako ultimate fantasy ko, secretary ni James Spader in the movie Secretary. As Maggie Gyllenhaal. Ako yun.
What a freak. At least yung sa akin, sweet.
It's ako kay drama. Sweet yung secretary.
Well, if you well, like S&M. Like,
yeah, but it's sweet. There's a sweetness to it. I mean, they found each other.
Okay.
They're into the same thing. So they were meant to be.
Okay.
They were.
It's a beautiful movie. Y'all should check it out.
That means may ano pa ako. Meron pa ako yung I'm the disgruntled secretary. Minsan naman I'm the like
nagdadabog.
Yung parang like ito na naman araw-araw pa ulit-ulit. May mga ganun pa ako na.
My gosh.
Oh, ano to? I have these little things going on in my head. So, yeah.
All right, so I guess mine is that the OC in me is every rehearsal I have to come in 1 hour early for like a musical and run through my everything. Like even if I'm not running it with someone else, I have to go through everything. If not, I get disgruntled and I feel like I didn't do my preparation before going on stage. And now that I have to do two roles, I do one role first all the way through. And then I do the second role all the way through. Just so I feel like I'm completely ready to do the run. And like everyone's like, why is Marky on stage? Can't he just relax and just sit down? Nope, I gotta do it every single day. It's just my thing. Yeah. So that's my weird OC thing. And I will be leaving the Morning Rush for a week. Because I will actually be going through Tech Week and trying to get this show off its feet. And I can't wait for each and every single one of you to come and check out Brent the Musical in
exactly.
RCBC Plaza on the 19th of April to June 1st. That's weekends, Friday to Sunday. Friday shows are 8 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. So, yes, see you at the theater.
Thanks all right,
so thank you
for joining us.
For joining us.
And we shall see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.